Are you in the hole with someone you don't even know or have never even met?
And when you say in the hole, kind of like in the doghouse, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. So you remember a conversation that we had a few weeks ago where I went to a top secret artist meeting in New York City.
At the top secret artist's house.
At the top secret artist's apartment.
Apartment.
In Tribeca.
Uh-huh.
I had to sign an NDA, and I accidentally, and I signed the NDA without ever having read it because it was kind of a rush.
That's what you do.
One of the parameters was no photographs. You were going to give your phone to them before you walked in said artist's apartment.
Right. And you knew that, but
and I knew that
also included inside the building.
Yes. And I didn't think that the building in and of itself was part of that.
Yes.
And so I wasn't trying to hide anything. Mm-mm. I just took a selfie, kind of like, hey, last selfie before I have to give up my phone.
And then security's like, psh, did you see the guy right there, the redhead? Did you see the guy?
So while we're in the event, we're mm-hmm. talking to the artist. We're having a grand old time.
In her home.
The head of her record label comes over and is like, pulls me aside and says, hey, Ben, security seems to think
the seems to think part is really precious because they caught you red-handed on video.
Security seems to think that you took a selfie. And in the moment, I'm
like, are you an idiot?
Well, and I go, yeah.
Thank God you didn't just say, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I knew.
I feel like you would have been frisked at that point.
Yeah, I mean, there's no point in me lying at that point. Like, I know that obviously they know. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Is that bad?
And I was like, no, yeah. I mean, I didn't know. It was before that. I think I can delete the photo, whatever. So long story short, at the end of the event,
you were kind of detained.
I was detained. And here's the part that makes the most important. That's the important part of this thing. Mm. While I'm being detained, our vice president of programming and our CEO are holding the elevator for me.
Watching this go down.
The CEO and the vice president of programming, two individuals.
Founder and CEO of the company.
and listen, I'm not a legacy guy.
Nope.
I wasn't there from the beginning.
You're one of the acquired guys.
I'm an acquired guy. Yeah, I'm new on the block.
Months back.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is like a, oh, and they're like, oh, okay. Mm. So, anyways, we leave.
Turns Wait, with the security watched you delete
and then double delete. Sure.
Which you had to figure out.
And I did.
Yeah.
So we leave. And that was that.
Go about your merry way.
I went about my merry way. They went back to their buildings and their staff and said, guess what happened? Guess what happened? This guy named Ben, who we barely know, did this. Oh. And did, like, took a photo when he shouldn't have taken a photo. Got us in trouble, blah, blah, blah. All this. And I didn't know that this dialogue was happening about me.
Yeah.
In another city.
Like, you had a reputation that was now going to precede you.
Yes.
For when they met you in person.
Right. With this new company that now owns us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, everybody here in Louisville understands me.
Sure.
Gets that.
They
understands.
That's par for your course.
That's part of what makes me endearing, maybe, to some people. I find myself in these situations mm-hmm. that I don't try to get myself into trouble
it just happens.
Yes, things like this just happen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is part of the charm, right? Getting a text from Rachel who says, are you going to mention that it was Blank's apartment? Nope, definitely not, because I still...
apparently we weren't supposed to talk about
We're not supposed to talk about anything. Because I signed an NDA, but did I read it? Nope, certainly didn't. So Rachel, it stays between us.
Definitely not talking about Mailer. Not at all.
Okay, so let's fast forward now. Mm-hmm. To this past weekend.
Yeah.
This is that incident long in my rearview mirror.
Right. Yeah. Moved on.
Yeah.
Not even a thing.
So we see at this event that Kelly and I attended, a bunch of our other brethren from Connoisseur Media from other cities. Yes. And so several of the people, one in particular, was like, oh, I told my wife I was meeting that idiot. That guy.
That guy.
That took the photo.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, that idiot? Listen.
So this guy's wife thinks you're I'm an idiot.
Thinks I'm an idiot.
Never met
she
you.
She said.
Yeah.
Because according to our coworker.
Yeah.
Said, I would have fired him on the spot.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, listen, B, you don't even know me.
Wow.
I've wrecked every single vehicle in the fleet.
Thank you. Haven't been fired. Normally I'm the one that's pointing that out. You're now, let's go ahead and put all your warts out there. Like, listen, you don't even know. This is what I do. It's me. It's why people love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
I'm now in the hole. I'm now, like, I feel like I need to make it up or just win this person whom I've never met over.
And will you ever get that chance? Because will they be in New York City?
Well, yes.
You can't bring spouses. Can you bring spouses?
I don't know, but... I said
that might be the opportunity.
To our coworker, I feel like I need to meet your wife.
And smooth things over.
Exactly.
So she'll just, like, I feel like as soon as she meets me, she'll be like, oh.
Oh, I get it.
I get it.
He's charming. It's okay.
He's precious.
He's precious. I understand.
Yeah, just pat him on the head.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So he said, yes, I think in New York.
Yeah.
You'll get to meet her because we're both nominated for an award coming up in October. So
if we both get to go.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But regardless, he said, yeah, you'll get to meet her in New York. And I'm like, and then it's like, I feel so awkward if that happens, knowing that she thinks I'm an idiot. What do I do?
Well, I think you just be like, maybe you pretend like you don't know.
I don't know all that information.
Exactly.
I don't know
like that
she...
story wasn't shared with you.
That's true.
Or you just take it head on and just be like, I understand that you heard about my little incident.
Yeah.
At that big artist's house.
That's right.